Now, in this connection, there's a little incident in the life of the Buddha. The scriptures relate that a certain monk, a disciple of the Buddha, happens to be traveling goes on foot. And as the road was long and dangerous, he went along with a number of other people. There were many dozens of them. So a number of them happens to be walking in front. He was walking behind. And he couldn't help overhearing what they were saying. And he soon came to realize that they were talking about the Buddha, his master. They're also talking about the Buddha's teaching and the Buddha's spiritual community. So he listened. But as usually happens with people who listen or listen in or overhear, he didn't hear very much good about the Buddha or about the Buddha's teaching. In fact, the scripture says that the monk, to his astonishment and dismay, heard these people speaking in dispraise of the Buddha, running the Buddha down, criticizing the Buddha, saying he was no good for this reason and that reason. And listening to this, this monk became not only dismayed, not only shocked and disappointed, but he started becoming very, very angry indeed. And he thought, well, who are these people? Just listen to them. Running the Buddha down, running his teaching down. He was getting more and more angry. And his anger was sort of burning within him as he was walking along behind them. So some days later, he happened to see the Buddha. In fact, he went to see the Buddha. And this anger was still burning within him, so he told the Buddha the whole story. He thought, apparently, that the Buddha would be angry too, to hear that people had been running him down in this way. But what did the Buddha say? The Buddha said, look here, you know that I have sometimes spoken about anger. Now, you're angry, but what have I said about anger? What have I said on the subject of anger? Have I said that anger is conducive to the attainment of nirvana, or have I said that it is not conducive to the attainment of nirvana? So the monk had to hang his head and admit that the Buddha had said that anger, indulgence in anger, was not conducive to the attainment of nirvana. So the Buddha said, look, you're supposed to be a monk, a disciple of mine, you're supposed to be aiming at nirvana. Why then this anger? Why have you allowed it to arise in your mind? By becoming angry with these people for speaking in dispraise of me and my teaching, you've merely placed an obstacle in the way of your own spiritual development and evolution. Now the Buddha didn't even let the matter rest there. He said, all right, suppose someone does speak in dispraise of me, runs me down, criticizes me, or my teaching, or my order, my community. He said, why get angry? Just consider the matter quite objectively. He said, if the criticism is justified, we'll accept it and act upon it. If it isn't justified, we'll just put the whole matter aside and forget about it. But there's no point, there's no need to get angry. In other words, the Buddha was saying to the disciple, to the monk, that he should not treat him, not treat the Buddha, just as the head of a religious group. If we look deeply into the matter, we can see, we can understand, that the monk was not really angry because people were criticizing the Buddha. He was angry because people were criticizing the group to which he belonged, his group, the head of his group. In other words, he was really angry because he felt that people were criticizing him, even questioning, doubting his wisdom, his intelligence in being a member of such a group and a follower of such a person. Now we get, I'm afraid, examples of this sort of thing even in the Buddhist East today. I myself encountered a number of examples, especially, I'm afraid, though it may be simply that I heard more from this source, especially as regards Ceylon. I found that there were some Ceylon Buddhists, for example, who'd hunt through books on comparative religion and dictionaries of religion and philosophy and so on, looking for unfavorable references to Buddhism. And when they found them, they used to get very, very angry and very, very upset and very, very excited. And they'd write off to the publishers and they called public meetings and organized protests and demonstrations. And you'd think that they really wanted to, well, almost to hang or draw and quarter the person who was responsible for that unfavorable account of Buddhism. But the interesting thing is that they were always fully convinced that by getting upset and angry and excited in this way, they were thereby showing their great devotion to Buddhism, their great faith in the Buddha, their great orthodoxy, their great loyalty. But one can see quite clearly that what they were really doing was just exhibiting their group spirit, which of course has nothing to do with the higher evolution at all.